John, better late than never.
Yeah, when you score a goal, it's nice to score it late. Stops, gives them less time to get back. But yeah, we said at half time that this might be one of them games where it just you might have to just wait until the last few minutes. But we have to stay disciplined. It's a game of transition. Very entertaining game, I thought, for a 0-0 before the goal. I thought it was very end-to-end, and it was the team that kept the discipline would probably come out on top, and I thought we did. I thought second half, for about 10 minutes, they were on top, but I thought, in general, we just about shaded it. And I'm sure their gaffer will probably be, they deserve something from it. And I thought for the efforts, they probably do, so I'll give them that, but I'm going to take the win. And a little bit, say, fortuitous, but you still put a ball into the box, and I'm a challenge for it. I wouldn't like to say whose goal it is. I know our team is claiming it. Amma's challenge is really good, puts the keeper under pressure. It wasn't a foul on the keeper. It was a clean jump, and then we get the second one, which puts it to bed. So credit to the lads, and they'll take all the rewards today, because I thought their efforts this week to go to Scunthorpe and against a good Peterborough team to get 4 points from that is a really good return.
Yeah, one thing you can't fault with your players is work ethic. They really put a shift in every time, and is that why you deserve, you know, a bit of luck like that with the goal and, you know, waiting until that moment to get it?
That's exactly what I've just said after the game. I said, I keep telling you all that the harder you work, the luckier you get. And it's true. It's no coincidence that we keep getting these little fortuitous goals, as you call them. But I think it drops your way because of the shift we put in. And we've always worked hard. But I think the difference now is we've got a belief, and we believe that we can win every game. And that's important moving forward. But yeah, really good. Really good return this week with 4 points.
Yeah, like you said, with the goal, you know, Oztuma, I mean, whether it's his goal or not, the delivery was still quality, and that's obviously what he's capable of.
Yeah, and we do, and we work on it a lot, and we try and just, first and foremost, I always say, listen, let's just make them defend. Let's stop the keeper catching it. Because there's nothing worse as a manager when you see that happening from set pieces. It's a free shot into their box, and delivery wasn't great in the first half, but I thought he was on the button for that one, and credit to the big man for challenging as well. So,
and Kieran Morris as well came into the side for Cuvelier today with his injury, and had a couple of chances earlier on, but again another deserving goal for him.
Yeah, he did, and I thought that's a nice little cap on his performance. I thought his energy was really good, and it's a tough one going in there. Because it's a shift. For them two to play in front of Adam, you have to get across to the fullback, and he's not played it yet, Kieran, so it was credit to him understanding the tactical side of it, and I thought he was a threat all afternoon, and some of our counter-attacking was excellent, and we looked after the ball really well and got our rewards in the end.
You mentioned about the energy of Morris there. I mean, players as well like McCarthy, Edwards and Jackson throughout while he was on the pitch, I could probably name the whole team to be fair, yeah. But those energy levels, I mean, how is it the confidence and the mentality of the team at the moment, the run that you're on, that's keeping them going?
Yeah, it's just, of course, it all blends into one. You need performances and momentum, and you need results, because then it builds even more belief. It's nice to analyse and be a little bit constructive when you've just won. It's much easier. And you can rest a little bit more now and just get ready for next week. So all those things just blend into one for me. But the biggest thing is attitude. Attitude of the players who start, the players off the bench. The lads who haven't made the group today, like Jordan Sanger and Kintz and Andreas McCreese, they're all chomping, but they all do it right. And I know they're frustrated, but they'll be on the pitch now doing their running. And when called upon, I know that they'll be ready. And it's a team win today, and that goes right through it, and we've got to carry that forward to next week now.
Yeah, and you've been chipping away at the top six, now 4 points off.
Yeah, I think it was important today, because they would have stepped about 7 points ahead of us, so we didn't say that to the players, but I was aware that we needed to probably try and beat them today to keep them in touch, because games run out thick and fast, don't they? But of course, 4 points off, so we're still looking to the next game, but it's nice now to be looking up rather than behind.